yeah. I was actually 5 hours late though.
I miss my friend's engagement. Cause I'm always late.
That's right.
Miss my girlfriend's ultrasound. Cause I'm always late.
Yo, 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 what's up people? Welcome back to Life Cope Podcast. This is Arthur Anthony, co-creator of the Life Cope app, which is coming soon, and Life Cope LLC. Here at Life Cope, we don't have all the answers, but we can give you options to help you out in life. And remember, the advice given on this podcast is strictly opinionated. I'm not a licensed therapist or a psychiatrist. I just give advice to those that want it. So that intro tonight was by Rizzle, Kicks, two Z's, R-I-Z-Z-L-E, Kicks, called Always Late, which is available on iTunes. Pretty catchy tune, actually, and I kind of like it. And also tonight, I'm trying out a new microphone or a new app. And this app is called Mic Swap, and it's by Future Moments. I'm using a free version right now, so if you pay a little bit more, you can have different options for this microphone app. So, hey guys, good job. So, in one of our previous episodes, I mentioned I worked at Longhorn Steakhouse in Columbia, South Carolina. I was 19 years old, a 19-year-old me, and that 19-year-old me thought I could take the world. So, I would go out to the clubs every night and still go to work at like 8 or 9 a.m. and work a double shift at the same time. Well, not at the same time, but you know, after the clubs, come in to work and work a double shift. Well, I gotta tell you, no matter what your age is, if you don't rest, sooner or later, it's gonna catch up with you. And let me tell you, it did catch up with me. Because then, after about a week or two, I worked there for about, 3 or 4 months. So, but after about my third month, it started catching up with me. And finally, about 2 weeks of showing up late, and trust me, I'm surprised it took that long for them to fire me. I got fired. That was my fault. I was young and thought I could, you know, conquer the world. So I learned my lesson then. So now to recognize one of our partners. If you're in the Colorado Springs area, make sure to visit Ironside Medieval Combat. They are a medieval martial arts school specializing in fully armored combat. So when you think medieval combat, you gotta think King Arthur and Knights of the Round Table. Pretty much the same thing, except, you know, these are real people. So Ironside Medieval Combat is a family-owned martial arts school. The school is based on a customized systems developed to provide high-quality sword instruction at a low cost. The school offers a wide variety of classes, including unarmored dancing classes, foam weapons training, armored weapons training, physical fitness, and preparation for national and international competitions. And for the month of August, if students sign a 3-month contract, they will get the 4th month 50% off. So make sure to check out Ironside Medieval Combat, located at 1845 North Circle Drive, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Or you can call them at 719-947-2844. You can also find them on Facebook. So some of our upcoming shows will have some products that I'll do some reviews on to see how I like them, and hopefully I can give you guys a heads up, and hopefully you'll like them and maybe show support to this, to our future businesses, so you can show them that they know that we advertise for them and you heard it here first. And now, drum roll please. Our final trivia question for the gift card giveaway. So the question for today is, what 3 apps can you listen to Life Cope LLC on? Again, the question is, what 3 apps can you listen to Life Cope LLC on? And so if you have all 3 of these questions from podcast 17, 18, and 19, and if you've answered them, if you have all the answers for them, send us an email at bam3@lifecopeapp.com with your address, of course, so we know where to send the gift card to. And we'll announce the winner on our 20th episode. Unless you don't want us to. If you don't want us to announce, to let everybody know who the winner is or who you are, then we won't do that. The first email received with the correct answers wins the gift card. So I gotta say to all the people that listen to us, maybe there's like what, 5 or 10 of you people of you that really listen to us every night pretty much, but to the people that listen to us, if you want us to give you a shout out, please send us an email or hit us up on any on Instagram or Facebook and let us know that let us know how we can improve, or if you want us to give you a shout out, you can let us know that too. Or you can just email us at our bam3@lifecopeapp.com. So tonight's topic, how to avoid being always late. A lot of people struggle with this. I still do. I gotta tell you, I set my alarm like what? I set like 5 alarms on my phone and I push snooze each time. But sometimes life happens and people just can't go to places on time. In today's economy, most people have to work 2 or 3 jobs just to make ends meet. And on the other spectrum, there are people that literally just can't get ready for anything until 5 minutes prior. I don't know what this phenomenon is called or why these people are the way they are, but they're like that. How can these people cope with obligations and get to places on time like most people? I mean, an alarm clock is obvious, right? But these individuals need extra help because obviously if they didn't need help, then they'll begin to work and to other events and obligations on time. So the 3 options I'll list today are 1, planning, obviously, 2, assistance, and 3, decision making. So 1, planning. So this is especially if you're the five more minutes kind of person, which is me. This is especially for you. You have to plan out the day or your day the night before and set at least 2 alarm clocks. 1 clock by you and the other clock somewhere out of reach. So I put my phone by my bed, and then I put another alarm by the bathroom, so I have to actually get up out of bed and walk over there. So that will force you to get out of bed to turn it off. It's a pain at first, of course. It's a pain at first, but until you can get out of bed on your own, it's a necessary evil. You also need to plan meals and put your clothes out the night prior as well. Because let's face it, you're a procrastinator. If you're the always busy type of person with a full schedule, you'll need to plan out your day as well the night prior. Not on purpose, but of course, you'll always run into someone while you're on your way to somewhere else, and someone will ask you if you can pencil them in, or hey, can we meet at a certain time? 1 or 2 times to add people to like your already busy schedule is okay, but imagine if 5 or more people did that. You're bound to drop one of these meetings. So if you work, and this is for our next group of people, but if you work 2 or 3 jobs, or if you work, if you work 2 or 3 jobs, you need to set a goal of when you want to be working only 1 job. So you can work 2 or 3 jobs for now, but you have to have like a midpoint where, okay, I can drop these 2 jobs and work 1 job for, you know, this amount of time before I can pick up another job. Because trust me, your body is going to give out sooner or later, and you're going to be late for one of those jobs, and it's going to show. So set a financial goal of when you can work only 1 job for at least 3 months before you pick up another job. So 2, assistance. Finding someone at work to carpool with or making friends at work will help you tremendously. It will help you get to where you need to be on time because 1, if your carpool, if you Yeah, if you carpool, they don't want to, like, the person you ride with does not want to be late. So they'll always make sure you're ready to go when they pick you up. And two, your friends don't want to see you get fired, because then who will they talk to at work? Oh, and most importantly, they're your friend, right? So that's why they don't want you to get fired, of course. But another way to help you out with number two is getting a dog or a cat, because they can help you get up in the morning on a regular routine. Once you get into a routine, your animals will eventually wake you up if you don't, and try to get you up to either give them food or take them out, you know, to go do their business outside. Of course, you gotta love the slobbery kisses dogs give you all the time, for all the dog lovers. If obviously you need help, if you're always dropping appointments, you obviously need help. So if it's a person, an animal, but somewhere you have to get outside help for assistance. And number three, decide what's important. If you're always busy, you have to prioritize what's really important and what you can schedule for another time. You also have to prioritize which meetings will take longer than others, so you don't go over the time period for another meeting. Additionally, if it takes you a while to get ready for work or an event, decide on what clothes to wear the day prior, and also probably prep your meals as well. And what important decisions you also need to make, decide on what important decisions you need to make the next day, and make them the night prior, so it doesn't take up most of your time the next day. No matter what, you'll have to find your method to stop being late. So hopefully these options help someone. Our next session is for children of divorced families. We'll explain, we'll give out options for these children of divorced families and how to cope with it as a kid. I hope someone will benefit from the options I listed today. If you like us to review your podcast, mention your business, or mention your program, email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com or direct message us on any of our social media outlets. This is Arthur. Stay well and stay safe.